Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. All right, welcome back to another episode, a special one, because I am here with MG. M is a best-selling author. She's a marketing expert with a lot of love for AI. She's a business mentor to many and does all this or continue to do all this while being a mother. How are you, Em?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, Blake.
That's okay. No worries. Now, we met time of recording this a week ago at a book launch, but I had you booked in for a while ago before I even knew you were doing this book launch. So can you just tell us just a bit about yourself, what it is that you do, how you help other people, and the problems that you solve in business?
Yeah, so I am a marketing mentor with, as you mentioned, a love for AI. That's only a recent love. I didn't even know what AI was 2 years ago. But originally, my first degree was in marketing. I then went into teaching. But what I do now is I work mostly with women in small business who want to work smarter, not harder, and get more done. And that's where AI comes into it, because AI can help us get a lot done in less time. But I also am really good at showing people how to use it creatively. So my superpower is really being able to blend the logic with the creative. And, you know, AI content can kind of be a bit bland, but I've learned how to really bring out the creative side of those bots and also make it as simple as possible for women in business. So that's really what I do now. And I do that in both the group capacity and one-to-one.
That's awesome. And now you are an author, but you're two-time author. You wrote the first book, Uncertain to Unstoppable. Do you write that?
I wrote that in 2021. So it was July 2021 that I decided I was going to do it. I had been thinking about it for a while, but I then wrote it and published it within 6 months, because I said to my audience, I'm going to write this, I'm going to publish it, and it'll be out before the end of the year. And I got it out on the 27th of December, 2021.
Love that. And did you have a book launch as well?
So that was during COVID. And no, we didn't have one. So that point in time was a little bit iffy with organizing any kind of event. I just really launched it online. And then when we went to number one, I had a bit of a get together with some friends. But again, it was that week between Christmas and New Year's as well. So everyone was busy. There was so much happening. So no, we didn't have like a launch party, but it was all an online fun party, the way that everyone had to do it at that point in time.
Well, I suppose you made up for it with this one, just the most recent one anyway, which is incredible. We'll talk about that later as well. Now, I want to talk about the process of writing that first book for you. What did that look like?
Yeah, it's interesting, because I know we had a little chat about this at the book launch, that the way I did this was from my first podcast. So my first podcast was called Rewrite Your Story, and it was about my own story of being uncertain in my childhood. I had a lot of childhood trauma. I lived up in a very uncertain space with family. And so I recorded a podcast on it. I love speaking. And so that was an easy way for me to get my story out there to start with. And then I used the podcast episodes to write the chapters of my book. So essentially, but this was before AI and being able to take a transcript, but I listened to them and I wrote it. And then the way you write is different to the way you speak. So it took a lot of kind of elaboration and work on the actual writing. But that really gave me the foundation of the structure of my book. So that was really the process. And I kind of committed every Thursday to writing my book. So whether that was writing a chapter, editing, whatever I was doing. So Thursdays were really set aside just for that, with nothing else booked in. I did work with someone that helped with self-publishing at the time, not in the sense of them being a coach, but they did the editing. They helped me find editors and that kind of thing, because I didn't know what I was doing. So, you know, I kind of needed to, I needed to find someone to help me figure out. I had no idea what the process was.
And I think everyone's got their own way of
doing things as well. I mean, some people like to work consistently over a period of time. Other people like to just like try and smash it out all in one hit as well. We all have different ways that we work and operate. And so for you, you decided to go, nah, I'm going to just step aside some time every Thursday, smash it out, and then get this done.
Yeah. And I had a spot in my house. So we were living in Albany down south, and I had this really nice spot on my kitchen bench where you could see the ocean. And so instead of being upstairs in my office, I came down, I had my laptop there. I was overlooking the ocean. I had my box of tissues so that I could bawl my eyes out as I was going through all of the events in my life. And that kind of became my Thursday process.
And that's one of the things too. It's the environment that you can write your book in. You can do it so much more efficiently in an environment where you're completely removed from what distractions, everyday life as well. And being, you know, in the ocean, like, or near the ocean, that's one of those kind of environments that people, I guess, they visualize and they see themselves writing their book like by the ocean or by the beach. And So it took you 6 months, and I guess the feeling when that book was in your hands, describe that to me.
Yeah, it was quite surreal. I think I remember the box arriving, and like, I've got a video because I had to waited for my husband to come home before I opened it. I was like, you need to film this. And I still sometimes go back to it because, well, like, I knew I was being filmed, so there's always like that in the back of your mind. But at the same time, it felt like I was outside of my body when it happened. Like, it's like, is this me? Am I opening this box of books that are mine? Like, it was a really kind of out of body experience, but super cool and so exciting. And even the second time around, it's been the same. So I love that it kind of feels like it doesn't matter how many times you do it, the first time you pick up a new book that you've created, it's just like mind-blowing.
And also seeing your name on the front cover as the author as well.
Yeah,
when you finished that book, what journey did you have after that in terms of like business and how that book led to what it is that you're doing now?
It's a good question, because what happened after I had written that book was that I actually shifted gears in the way that I was operating, and it meant that the book, it was an amazing book, and it still is, and it's very valuable to a lot of people, but it actually no longer resonates necessarily with the work that I do now. So I was at that point a mindset coach, and I was working with mostly women in business, so it was still the same people, but it was a different, it was a different area of work. And so the entire book is a personal development book. And not long after writing the book, I shifted gears into marketing, because I realized that is a strength of mine that I really needed to harness, and a lot of people needed. And so the book kind of became something that wasn't outdated, but it didn't directly link into the work that I now do. But it is really important for all women in business to have a mindset practice. So it was kind of accompanying the work that I did rather than, you know, directly leading in to the work that I did. And I think in terms of my business, the most valuable thing that it's given me is leverage as a published author, and also more opportunities for speaking. So even tomorrow, I'm speaking at the education department. And I mean, it's nothing to do with marketing, but I can still speak on the topic of mindset, and I can take that book. And so while, you know, I'm getting paid to speak about this topic, and it's really just sharing my story and some lessons and, you know, talking about how people can rewire the way they think, but I then have the book to sell at the end of that for people that are interested in taking that a step further. So while it's not the core of the work that I do now, it's still really powerful, and I still love talking about it. I still enjoy it, even though it's not 100% what I do now.
I know exactly what you mean as well, because it's the same. I mean, I pivoted completely after, like, so each book almost is very different to one another. But after I wrote a book about skill development and learning how to think about developing your skills in business and other areas of your life, I can still use that to speak, and I've used it to speak at universities. My core book is Published Impact, which is teaching business owners how to become published authors and leveraging that book for business. And it goes back to what you said before about how you've pivoted and you've changed in terms of coming from a mindset coach going now into more of the marketing side of things as well. The book is still there. You've still got the book to leverage all of your other skill sets as well. And your book just levels you up in ways that you kind of don't think of it at the time, but it's so much more than just a book, really. It's a tool for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it does. It elevates your profile, absolutely, and it just gives you more opportunities to showcase your skill set in different ways, because you can have things that are online, you can have things that are in person, but a book is a whole different medium to get your message or your personal brand out there.
Exactly. And I think this is now a good time to talk about Try and Stop Her, which was the book launch that my fiance and I attended last week as well. I have it here. If you're watching on YouTube, I'll put it in the show notes anyway. But talk to me, because you compiled all of this for 24 women in business. What was the idea behind it, first of all?
So how it came about was two reasons. The first reason was me seeing other collaborative books come together and I guess thinking, can I do that? Could I do it in a way that's even better than what I've seen? And knowing people that had been involved in some of those collaborative books and thinking, you know, asking them about their experience and really wanting to do it in a way that brought a community together. That was the first part. And the second part was around what happened with my first book when I would write at the front, when I'm signing that book, I often write their name and then I write, "Never forget you are unstoppable." And I had a woman who didn't know me, who bought my book at a book signing beginning of 2022, say to me, "But how do you know?" Like looked at me like, "Why would you write that I'm unstoppable when you don't even know me?" And I thought it was really interesting because I realized that I have got this ultimate faith in anyone to be unstoppable. I don't need to know them. I just know that you can be unstoppable. And I had that conversation with her. But when I had this idea about the collaborative book, I thought this is a way for me to help show these women in business that they are unstoppable. Because if they can write this chapter in a book, if they can go through that process, if we can publish this book, we can get it to number one on Amazon, they're going to feel that. I'm not just going to see it in them, but they're going to also really feel that. And also, you know, so many of them now are quite excited to write their own book. And just that in itself excites me so much. So that was where the idea came from. But that was a year ago and it took me four months to actually bite the bullet and do the damn thing.
Exactly. And I think one of the really awesome things that you did with these women was create a sense of community, because like writing a book just by yourself, and I know they wrote chapters of their stories as well, but it's very hard to go out there and try and do that alone, especially if you haven't done it before as well. And normally trying to do it alone, it's going to take you three times as long, you know, a couple of years at least to try and actually just figure out what you're doing. I mean, that happened for me, but talk about the sense of community and how that's felt with all these women coming together and being brave to share their stories. Because I've read some of the stories and it's super brave for all of them to just share and lay out their stories in this book.
Yeah. So my highest personal value is connection. And what I really wanted to bring to this book was the sense that when you read it, you know that these women are actually connected in some way, even if they hadn't met in real life until the actual book launch. So I intentionally planned a journey for everyone to go on throughout the last 6-7 months. And that journey actually continues now because we're going to do a Try and Stop Her podcast. But that's a whole nother thing. So what I did was I organized 6 months worth of Zoom calls where we all jumped on, first of all, to just talk about, you know, what our ideas were for our chapter, what our intention was, what we wanted the readers to get out of it. Just so that people had the opportunity to converse about it rather than just go inward and get stuck, because, you know, we both know that that can happen. And people did still get stuck, but then we had a Facebook group where, you know, people would come in and say, "Oh, I really want to write this about a family member. Is anyone else writing about family members? You know, how do you feel? How do you have that conversation with them?" And so I think what it meant was that we created a space where people felt safe to write their story and write it in a way that felt really good for them, because we were all doing it together and it worked out beautifully. I mean, I looked at the book in the first draft Actually, it was probably the second draft after the first developmental edit that I really looked and I went, holy shit, like this is, excuse my French, this is incredible what these women are sharing. And it's come together even better than I could have imagined. But I really think that was because of the community aspect where it made everyone just feel really safe to share. And I'm really glad that I did that.
Yeah, no, that's really cool.
Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode.
And as well at this law at the book launch where a lot of them had met for the first time. Is that right? So a lot of these women had met for the first time and got to get to know each other a little bit more. Yeah, yeah. But in real life, because they're all from different parts of Australia as well. What was that like kind of seeing as well? Because you compiled this book, but seeing them all come together in real life and get up on the mic and share some of their stories as well and things that they've written about the book, how they found writing the book. For you, just sitting back and going, you know, I've created this environment for this to happen. What was that like just seeing this kind of play out in front of you?
It actually was the first time it felt real because when the book went live, I actually hadn't had a physical copy of the book yet. I'm sure you know what it's like getting post across to WA. The books took so long to actually arrive that it went live on Amazon before I'd seen a copy of the book. And then it went to number one on Amazon so quickly that it was almost like I was in a bit of shock and it just didn't actually feel real until that night. And it was so beautiful to see. I did not sleep at all the night after that event because I was just so like amped up and excited about seeing those connections. And one of the really cool things that happened was two of the authors realized that they knew each other from 20 years ago when one of them taught the other one in pre-primary. So one of them was a teacher. Oh, wow. And our youngest author, who's 26, yeah, her pre-primary teacher was there as one of the other
That's
authors.
Amazing.
And, you know, like the connection, and because they're women from all over WA as well, like Esperance, Albany, Perth. And so, yeah, it was really cool to all have everyone in the room and connecting and, yeah, just seeing, you know, that they had read each other's chapters and they knew each other so deeply and then they were meeting in real life. So it was, yeah, it was really, really cool.
Yeah. And now they've all got their copies as well so they could all go get friends, family, clients, potential clients to go and buy a copy of their books as well. And they've got that now for life too. So they've got their story out there for life, the lessons they've learned. And I think for them now, it's really just kind of deepens a motivation, I think, to make more of an impact as well into what they actually do already, which is really absolutely cool. And I have a few of them, of the authors coming on the podcast in the next few weeks, I think, as well. So, which is exciting.
Yay,
as well,
that's
to hear
awesome.
Their stories. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. It's cool. It's really cool. So in regards to you, what is next? I guess when I'm looking at you've compiled this book as well, and I know it is entrenched in your business and the marketing that you have as well. I have a question. What do you think of AI in the book space?
Yeah, I have some issues with it. So one of the collaborative books that I was looking at, because in the research for this, I looked at a bunch of collaborative books, and one of them that had been published in the last few years was so obviously written by AI, and I can see it because I work in it. And that it annoyed me, to be honest, because there is so much that goes into writing. But I feel like people are pretty clued on to that now, and I think it's really important to use AI in a way that maybe helps you get unstuck but doesn't actually write your story. I'm seeing, you're probably seeing it too, given you're in this industry, these ads where people are saying, you know, like, make millions on Amazon by writing books using ChatGPT in 30 minutes. And then, like, I've made. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually went down a bit of a rabbit hole of one of them.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm exactly with you. It should never be something that replaces your story. And things like, if you are doing a how-to book, things like helping you create like an outline for that, is an outline for your book is a tool that I think can be useful and worthwhile, but I don't think it should never replace the storytelling and how you deliver your message as well. The basic of a book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And it's especially if you're not educated in that side of things, like you said, educated in the actual process of writing a book and using AI, like you said, it's very blatant, and you can very much see the difference between the quality of books as well. And then if you go ahead and create a book cover design from AI, I just forget about it. So 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also as well, it's like books are a representation of you as well. Like you go and put so much work into a book and so much effort, and you want to make the impact with your book. It's not necessarily about making money with your book, unless you are a full-time author and all you do is write books, then, you know, you can take ads to your first book and then hopefully they buy your second, third, fourth, fifth or whatever. But if you're looking at business owners looking to write a book and, you know, make an impact in their industry, it's something that needs to be like the process of actually going through that. I think it needs to be learnt and taught, because books can make you more money than anything else, but it's not in the royalties. It's in how you leverage that book too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a stepping stone to whatever it is that you want it to be a stepping stone to.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're coming to the end of the episode now, and I always ask guests this, but you have just compiled a book and you've already written a book. But if you were to write another book based on your business and the message you want to share inside your business, what would that idea be?
Well, ironically, or not, not on the spot at all, because of course, once one project finishes, my mind opens up to new projects and I already have had land the next book. And so I know, like, I have a running title in my head, which I'm not going to share yet, but do want my next book to be about is how to be bold in your personal brand, because I think that's something that a lot of people look to me for. I share a lot of controversial views. I'm bold and unapologetic, and I think a lot of people struggle to do that because they worry what people will think, which is a mindset thing, right? So this is kind of combining marketing and mindset, but I'll absolutely also be talking about AI in there, because AI, like I mentioned before, can be very, you know, generic, and how can we use it to be more bold and have more space to be our boldest selves in business? Particularly for personal brands. So yeah, that idea is percolating at the moment. And it's That's interesting because awesome I knew, well. Yeah, I knew that there was going to be something coming through, but the right idea hadn't come through yet. And then it was maybe 3 days ago that all of a sudden I went, yeah, that's where I want to go, because, you know, whether or not it perfectly leverages my next steps in business, I know that I need to be really aligned with what I write. Otherwise I can't write it. I don't have the motivation, and I feel really excited about writing that book. So yeah, I will have it out by the end of next year. Like, that's no doubt. I'm going to Brisbane on Sunday and we've got 8 days. There's the book launch in the middle of that, but I'm away like in a new space, and that's such a beautiful place to start kind of downloading ideas. So basically as soon as I get on the plane to Brisbane on Sunday night, I'm going to open my laptop and start getting out all of these ideas.
Yeah. And the thing with ideas too, it's sometimes you can't force them. You just got to wait for them. Mm-hmm. And
Which is
you know,
frustrating
once they come
sometimes.
In, yeah. And then once they come in, you just go, yeah, I'm acting on that. And you just start to play it out in your head. And what does this look like? And then you can just start to navigate your way through it. Okay. All right. So where can people find you if they want to get to know you?
The best place to find me is on Instagram. So that's at @the_real_mg. I'm sure you can put that in the show notes because people write the letters MG rather than the word MG.
I hear that.
Yeah, that's the best
and
place.
And as to well, be. And Try and Stop Her, the best-selling mm-hmm. book of 24 Unstoppable Business Women Share Inspiring Stories. I'll put that in the show notes as well. So you can go and get yourself a copy of that. But Em, thanks so much for joining me. And I'll chat to you very soon.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun. See you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.